Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Miguel Delone. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting third. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Von Hayes. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Alan Bannister. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Larry Milbourne. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Len Barker. And now, play ball. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a fly ball into left field. Delone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Barker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Delone for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is called out on strikes. Two outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson can't make a play. That's a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hara. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Hara steals second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Milbourne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law strikes out. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone is 0 for 1 in the game. DeLone hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Fisk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law takes first base on ball 4. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard strikes out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Law moves to second. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Luzinski takes first base on ball 4. Law moves to third. Baines moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Kemp reaches second base with a double. Law scores. Baines scores. Luzinski moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Milburn misplays the ball. That's an error on Milburn. Luzinski scores. Kemp moves to third. Fisk moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law bunts towards the mound. Barker fields it and throws to first for the out. Kemp scores. Fisk moves to third. Squires moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 1 in the game. Almon hits a fly ball into right field. Hayes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargrove hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hara takes first base on ball 4. Hargrove moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hargrove moves to third. Hera moves to second. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hasse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasse is 0 for 1 in the game. Hasse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Law hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Barker covering, for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baines is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning strikes out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Milburn hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Luzinski hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove juggles the ball. That's an error on Hargrove. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fisk. The throw from Hasse and he is safe. Fisk steals second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Barker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 0 for 2 in the game. Delone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Delone for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hargrove hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hara hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Hara reaches second base with a double. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hara moves to third. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hara scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Thornton moves to second. Sparky Lyle now pitching. Chris Bando pinch hits for Ron Hassey. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Bando now catching. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Law hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Almone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almone is 0-for-2 in the game. Almone hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Hayes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Law hits a fly ball into right field. Hayes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-3 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Lyle covering, for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. Bannister hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baines. The throw from Bando and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Luzinski is called out on strikes. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baines scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-1, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo pinch hits for Miguel Delone. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hargrove for the out. Two outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hara hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo now playing left field. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister misplays the ball. That's an error on Bannister. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Law strikes out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-3 in the game. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Milburn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez now playing third base. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Thornton is called out on strikes. One out. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a pop-up towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.